Skagway definitely, I think, provides a lot of the passion and leadership for support in our ferry system.
Leadership on a state advisory board for the ferry system changes, but remains in the Upper Lynn Canal. And installing a car seat can't be that hard, or can it? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Defense Attorney Luis Menendez is now Superior Court Judge Luis Menendez. During a very short ceremony at the Diamond Courthouse Friday afternoon in Juneau, Menendez took the oath as administered by Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Walter Carpinetti by video conference from Anchorage.
Let me ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Luis J. Menendez. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As a judge of the Superior Court.
As a judge of the Superior Court.
For the State of Alaska.
For the State of Alaska.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Judge Menendez.
Thank you, sir.
Menendez replaces Superior Court Judge Patricia Collins, who retired earlier this summer. He starts work on the bench Monday, hearing cases from around the region, which includes the Upper Lynn Canal.
Congratulations, Luis. I'm very happy for you and very proud of you. And the only thing I want to say at this point is, remember that you're taking a seat, and you're taking the Stewart seat in the Superior Court, Judge Stewart's seat, so it's a big responsibility.
Thank you.
According to information provided by the Juneau court system, roughly 30% of the cases handled by Menendez will likely be felony criminal cases. About 25% are divorces and dissolutions and child support and custody cases. The rest is a mix of probate, general civil, child in need of aid, and delinquency cases. Menendez was one of five people who originally applied for the seat, eventually selected by Governor Sean Parnell in May of this year. Since 1994, Menendez has made his mark as a private defense attorney, sometimes taking on high-profile cases. His application to the bench also notes spending each summer in the Naknek area defending fishermen ticketed during the Bristol Bay red salmon fishery. Menendez earned his law degree from University of California's Hastings College of the Law in San Francisco, with graduate work at New York University. The start of his law career includes working as a federal public defender in Texas, in civil law in Juneau, and as a state prosecutor in various Alaska communities, interspersed with stints caring for family in Monterey, California, and attending New York University Film School. A public swearing-in ceremony is scheduled for the end of the month. The governor's advisory board on the state's marine highway system has new leadership. The Marine Transportation Advisory Board met late last week in Skagway, home of Mike Korsmo, outgoing chair of the board. Korsmo, a career tugboat captain who's sailed the same waters as the Marine Highway System, has served on the board for almost 5 years. He's been chair for the last two as the board worked towards the ferry system's longer-term scheduling, increased service to Aleutian Chain communities, and building the next generation of ferries. He'll continue as a member of the board.
I enjoyed my time as a chair. I really did. It was like I could put my heart and soul in the Marine Highway System. It's really something I love. Robert's been on the board longer than anybody. I think that he deserves to have a shot at the chair for a while.
Incoming chair Robert Venables is at the next stop on the ferry from Skagway. He lives in Haines.
The southeast in general is where the majority of the ferry system operates, of course, and so that's where a lot of the focus is. But having Haines and Skagway definitely, I think, provides a lot of the passion and leadership for support in our ferry system. And, Mike's done a great job these last couple of years, and so we got to keep it up in Upper Lynn Canal. We really all work really closely together.
Venables has been on the board since the very beginning, when it was created in 2003. He's the only remaining original member of the board from those first days, but this is his first term as chair of the board that works with the Department of Transportation and the Governor's Office on the Alaska Marine Highway System's strategic plan.
The number one priority is really getting this new class of ferry vessels constructed and underway. But it's hardly just the beginning, because there's needs out south central, southwest for replacing the Tustamina. We're going to hopefully bring on other Alaska class vessels, and then we're going to have to replace the mainliner. So there's a lot of needs there, and I think getting that first one built is going to go a long way to making that happen, especially if we start seeing a maritime industry emerge in the southern part of the region down in Ketchikan. I think that'll bode well for the region as far as jobs and workforce development, as well as constructing the ferries themselves.
Venables notes the board is also focusing on specific capital projects, such as new engines for the Columbia, improving fast vehicle ferry service, and future vessel replacement. Venables has also worked in municipal management and, like Corsmo, with Southeast Conference.
You know, having worked through Southeast Conference, of course, you know, from Haines for so long in support of the Marine Highway System, I think just having that the institutional knowledge and background, but really it's a really diverse board that we've got, and collectively we just have good discussions, and I think we've been able to help interface the community and regional needs to the system and legislature and administration. So I think just having that background of working with those stakeholders for so long in the past at each of those levels, that just kind of lends itself well to the process.
Mark Eliason, a tourism specialist based in Anchorage, was nominated as vice chair of the board at Friday's meeting. He's currently traveling overseas, and appointment is pending his approval. Again, newly nominated chair of the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, Robert Venables.
You know, being a part of the big picture and working with folks throughout the region on a regular basis just helps the communication and networking, so that when decisions are ready to be made, you can create a consensus and move these things forward. But the group as a whole is very engaged and passionate about the system, and wanting to see it work for the entire ridership, both the locals, the local commerce, and even the visitor industry that uses it seasonally. So I think we're well poised to continue the good work that's been done in the past.
The board also currently includes members from Juneau, Sitka, Ketchikan, Cordova, Unalaska, and Angoon. With the new chair from Haines, where the municipality has expressed interest in home porting the Alaska-class ferry someday, Venables says local interests should continue to be well represented.
As long as the community continues to be supportive of that, that's what we'll continue to advocate for and represent. That's been something, I remember writing one of the first letters asking for a home ported vessel to Jerry Mackey when he was a representative before he was a senator back way back a number of years, and Each year it looks like, well, we're getting closer to that objective. Having the home-ported vessel in Skagway in these past couple of years has shown a willingness of the system to take a look at that sort of thing. So I think it's just good as a principle to be able to home-port these vessels in other communities, and it would really be a benefit to Haines. We already have a number of families and workers from the system that reside in the Haines borough, so we'd like to see that happen.
You have a car seat for your kid? Good. But is your kid in it correctly? Only 17% of car seats for kids in Alaska were properly installed, say certified child passenger safety technicians. And do you know what the state laws are on car seats? Southeast Regional Health Consortium and the Haines Police Department, along with Safe Kids Alaska, are offering a free child car seat fitting from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 13th at the Police Department in the Public Safety Building. There is such thing as certified child passenger safety technicians, and they'll be available to help parents properly fit their kids to their seats and make sure they meet state laws. There'll also be a few car seats available through donation. Motor vehicle crashes account for 42% of all unintentional childhood injury-related deaths. More information at the Haines Police Department at 766-2121, or there's lots of information about child car seats at carseataka.org. Next time you go to Juneau, it might look a little different. The capital city is getting another traffic light and another roundabout. The signal will be at the intersection of Glacier Highway and Fritz Cove Road, which includes an entrance to Juneau's University of Alaska Southeast Campus. Transportation Commissioner Mark Lukin says the project could go out to bid by January, and he told Juneau Chamber of Commerce members there's been some confusion about the work.
Maybe there were some rumors out there that we're going to put a roundabout there. Well, we're going to have a signal intersection, so it'll include 8-foot shoulders and 6-foot sidewalks on both sides, and we'll do a bit of a realignment on the curve as well.
The roundabout is planned for Auk Bay. It'll replace the intersection of Glacier Highway and Back Loop Road near the DeHart store and the Statter Boat Harbor. Lukin says it'll be built for large vehicles.
We're going to make sure that whatever design we come up with will be able to meet the needs of our larger heavy truck traffic as well as boat trailers to get into the harbor.
The projects are among several planned for Glacier Highway. The road from Eagle Beach to Bessie Creek will be widened with paved shoulders and other improvements. It should go to bid in September and be completed by next fall. The Brotherhood Bridge over the Mendenhall River will be replaced with a wider span, including a bike path. Lukin says that work should go out to bid in about a year and take about 2 years to complete. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and KTOO for their help with this report.